Hello and welcome to Lovin' Life. As through the eyes, I seem to the eyes of an indigo crystal perspective. I'm Preston Swanson and my lovely mom, Marianne.
Hi everyone, thanks for joining us again.
And today we would like to just have some fun and show what we're grateful for and what we're appreciative of. First of all, I'd like to say I'm extremely grateful for this gorgeous weather in Ashland. Gorgeous, gorgeous. I mean, today it was amazing. And whenever you're feeling kind of blomp and trash and poor, basically not feeling so well, in translation, go outside for just a little bit and feel the beautiful, warm, sunny day. And if you don't have a beautiful, warm, sunny day wherever you're at, go online and look at pictures of beautiful, sunny days, you know, or turn on all the lights and, you know, get it all as bright as you can, because light is really important for health and stuff.
That's right.
And just go outside, because fresh air really does help your lungs.
It also helps to clear your energy field.
Mm-hmm, yes, definitely. Yep. Ah, and take a nice deep breath.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Mom, but today I've been feeling like a sense of just utter peace and prosperity. I mean, I just feel like really joyful inside and very peaceful outside, you know? Because before I always think that joy was me. Well, yeah, you were so great. Yeah, you were, you know, like that. But I also knew and found out that joy can be inside. You'd be like, wow, I feel great, you know? But you don't have to, like, jump up and down and around.
Yeah.
I mean, you can if you want to, but
there's all different kinds of
joys. There's all different kinds of joys, exactly.
And it's just like what you feel inside, just let it out and let it be out there, and it's important. Let your bright light shine. It's huge now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we'd also like to talk about the way you dress is how it affects the way you feel and stuff. Colors is a huge part of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and think twice before just throwing on something and going outside.
Yeah.
Because the way you feel, the way others look at you and perceive you makes, you know, changes the way the energy and how people treat you and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really just put yourself first.
Yes, and it opens doors where there wouldn't even be a door available. Just amazing things have been just happening where it's just an incredible time, and at times it was pretty intense. I can tell you it wasn't the easiest to go through, but I'm glad we've made it through it. And the way I look at things is every day that if we have kind of a hard energy time or something, I just keep thinking to myself that that's one less day that we'll ever have to go to that vibration again. We'll be just done with it. And so that helps me just feel so much more grateful and appreciative of everything that's here.
Yep, me too. And also, I say this word a lot. it's funny. Today, we were watching this show that we really watch, which is called 10 Years Younger. It's really cool because they take people and they really just kind of let themselves go. And, you know, they put them in a box, and everybody looks around and says how old they think they look.
Right.
And so their job is to make her look 10 years younger.
Right.
And so anyways, I watched it, and always first excuse for, you know, why do you look like this is, oh, I never put myself first, you know.
Yep.
Everybody else, I don't even get to myself sometimes. Again.
Not even on my list.
Exactly. So you put yourself first. You'll see that. You'll feel better.
Yep. Like they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Exactly.
And you'll have more to share.
And then put whatever is really, really important second as well.
Mm-hmm.
But always you first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think when mom goes out and gets these awesome deals, finds amazing people to talk to, has amazing time, she's not going out in glompy, frumpy, disgusting colors.
No,
she's like, she's got these gorgeous, form-fitting clothes, bright colors, and bright smile, you know, and she's just out there showing her personality.
Yep.
But, Mom, how would you feel if you had to wear this big, frumpy sweater and these, like, unfitting jeans? You wouldn't, and you went out in public and did the same exact thing you would do regularly. You wouldn't feel your sameness, you know. People would treat you different, and it's true. But, you know, looks isn't all, but still, the way you look and the way you feel, if you like the way that you look.
Right, and you bring it from the inside out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It just comes from your heart, and it comes through your eyes, and it's just very powerful and very important, you know. And the better you feel, the more that you put that out there, the more that when you meet other people, they feel comfortable around you, and that's so key.
Exactly. It's like they look at you and they go, wow, she really cares about herself and stuff, because it's showing when you dress well
and you take care of yourself,
mm-hmm. It shows that you're taking care of yourself, and that shows that you're responsible enough or loyal enough. You know, it's like you're going out to get a job interview or something, feeling great, looking great, you will get that job
a lot easier.
Well, a lot easier. It'll go way more better because they see someone who's just like, oh, they just put on that and that. It looks like, oh, they're lazy, they don't care,
right?
And they just want to get it done,
right?
And they want someone who loves what they're doing or loves what they want to do,
right?
And it shows on how they dress and how they feel.
That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah,
very important.
Mm-hmm. And colors is very great, especially as time goes on, the seasons change and stuff. The more brighter it gets outside, the more brighter the colors get on you.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Because
if you're in gray, then it really kind of just takes down the energy field, and it just kind of makes you feel kind of blasé. Now, some people can do gray and be fine, but for me, it really, you know, makes me feel kind of depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I like things like pinks and beautiful indigo blues, and I love to be in suits. I love to be very professional dressed. I like to, you know, I've noticed such a difference that when I take the time, people open doors. I mean, it's just like, it just allows the world to be the most friendliest place, you know, and I really believe that your vibration of what you bring to whatever you're doing, you know, it totally will change everything.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. It definitely will. Also, I like to... Okay, I'm going to stop using that word for a little bit now. I'd like to share some colors that I love to wear and what I think that they mean when I wear them. First of all, my favorite color of all to wear, and my most popular, is blue. I have so many blue colors of clothes. And it's not just the same beautiful, royal blue.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a little bit lighter, darker. Light blue, like gray blue, or like sea blue, you know.
Yeah.
I love blue, and I think that blue, like, I think it's peace. And
very calming.
Calm.
Mm-hmm.
Calming peace, and like what I was saying, the peace joy, that peace of an inner joy and stuff. Also, I think it makes you very grounded still, and very free-flowing, and all about divine universal flow. Like I think blue, I think of a waterfall. The waterfall is so divine. It's got a beautiful flow, you know, just everlasting and keeps on going. And it never really changes the way it flows. It just flows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think blue is. And also blue is very strong and powerful.
Oh, yeah.
It's like our mom said, someone told her she was wearing scorched blue, like, blouse thing with beautiful flowing arms, like angel's wings.
Yeah.
And this one person told her that the reason why she loves to wear blue a lot, it's Archangel Michael's shield.
Mm-hmm. And it helps with a very strength of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can stay very centered and balanced.
So that's one of the colors that I love to wear. Another one is... I've got some orange shirts, but orange is also very joy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be just orange.
Right.
It can be yellow. You know, any bright color that makes you feel good can be your joy. You know? And orange, I things means joy and outgoingness and fun and hop and
cheerfulness.
Mm-hmm. Then yellow, I don't have that much yellow, but I love the color. Though sometimes it doesn't go so swell on clothes.
Yeah.
But it depends.
Depends on your skin tone.
Yes. Green, that's another one I love to wear.
Mm.
Green is great if you have, like, beautiful green eyes or hazel eyes. And green is like
abundance
and healing.
Spring.
Yeah, exactly. Growing and growth. Like, you look outside, beautiful lush trees and flowers and stuff. A suggestion would be look outside on a gorgeous spring or sunny day, summer, sunny day, and look at the colors of nature and use some of those colors and say, oh, that tree's gorgeous green, makes me feel great. Then get some sort of clothing that's that color, and you go, wow, it looks great and feels great.
That's good.
And last but not least, red. I have a lot of red clothes, and I like to wear red clothes. I think a little bit too much red is a little too much everything, you know.
You can have too much of everything, really.
But some people have different views on red, and that's okay. But I think red really symbolizes, like, power and strength and fire, like, desire, passion, you know. And it just shows you, like, wow, you know, it kind of yells, but not like in a bad way.
No.
Like in a woohoo.
Yeah. There's different degrees of red.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's more of a darker red and there's more of a brighter red, and so that affects the energy around it.
The last two colors I'm not going to forget about. I love purple, royal purple, gorgeous, any sort of purple, as long as it's not too dark of purple. And pink. I know it's more of a quote-unquote feminine color, but, you know, I think both masculine and feminine can wear it. But it is light. I think it means lightheartedness and, like, inner child, you know.
Playfulness. Yeah.
And, in fact, later on in the show, I would like to share with you something I really, really found kind of interesting. And I found on the web, it's by The Color Wheel, and I think I searched on Wikipedia, which is a very popular, like, search thing. Anyways, so,
you tell that?
Yeah, okay. So, it's called The Magic of Colors. Colors can affect your business and the way people treat you. And this, in fact, is cool because it's not just telling about colors, how you dress, but also how you, like, if you're designing a room, painting a room, or even just, like, what color backdrop on you on the sign for your business or something. It actually shows that what colors can help sell this and what colors would be better for this. So it's quite interesting. Okay, so first let's start with red. This is what it says. Not my view, but I do agree with some of it, most of it. Red is the color of fire and blood, so it's associated with energy, strength, power, and determination, as well as passion, desire, and love. Red is a very emotional, intense color. It enhances human metabolism, which I never knew that. Sounds kind of...
Wow.
Increases respiration rate and raises blood pressure. So if you have low blood pressure, then wear some red or look at some red or something. It has a very high visibility, which is why stop signs, stop lights, and fire equipment are usually painted red. In heraldry, red is used to indicate courage. It is the color found in many national flags. Red brings text and image to foregrounds. Use it as an accent color to stimulate people to make quick decisions. It's a perfect color for buy new or click here buttons on the internet, banners, and website. In advertising, red is often used to evoke... I don't know if I can say this. Sensual feelings, red lips, red nails, red light districts, lady in red, etc. Red is widely used to indicate danger, high-voltage signs, traffic lights. This color is also commonly associated with energy, so you can use it when promoting energy drinks, games, cars, items related to sports, and high physical activity. So, and here's the different shades of red and what they do. Light red represents joy,
sexuality,
passion, sensitivity, and love. Pink signifies romance, love, and friendship. Dark red is associated with vigor, willpower, leadership, courage, and longing. Brown suggests stability and denotes masculine qualities. Reddish brown is associated with harvest and fall.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Orange combines energy of red and the happiness of yellow. It's associated with joy, sunshine, and the tropics. Orange represents enthusiasm, fanaticism, happiness, creativity, determination, attraction, success, encouragement, and stimulation. To the human eye, orange is a very hot color, so it gives off the sensation of heat. Nevertheless, orange is not as aggressive as red. Orange increases oxygen supply to the brain. Wow, that's kind of cool.
I didn't know.
Produces an invigorating effect and stimulates mental activity. So if you, like, are going to do a test at school or just any sort of thing that you need to think more, watch or wear some red. Orange. It's highly accepted among young people. As a citrus color, orange is associated with healthy food and stimulates appetite. It stimulates appetite.
Wow. Didn't even know we'd be learning ourselves.
I know. I've been hungry for a little bit when I changed to this orange shirt. Orange is a color of fall and harvest. In heraldry, orange is symbolic of strength and endurance. Orange has a very high visibility, so you can use it to catch attention and highlight the most important elements of your design. Orange is very effective for promoting food products and toys. So if you want to sell some healthy food that you're a part of and stuff, put an orange backdrop on the sign that's telling about it, or, you know, it helps get attention. Red-orange corresponds to desire, pleasure, domination, aggression, and thirst for action. These are just the positive and negative effects, but even gold evokes the feeling of prestige. The meaning of gold is illumination, wisdom, and wealth. Gold often symbolizes high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yellow. Yellow is an awesome color. I love yellow.
Well, because it's the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yellow is the color of sunshine. It's associated with joy, happiness, intellect, and energy. Yellow produces a warming effect, arouses cheerfulness, stimulates mental activity, and generates muscle energy. Go wear yellow when you're working out then.
That's cool.
Yellow is often associated with food. Bright, pure yellow is an attention getter, which is the reason taxi cabs are painted yellow. Yellow is seen before other colors when placed against black. In heraldry, yellow indicates honor and loyalty. Use yellow to evoke pleasant, cheerful feelings. You can choose yellow to promote children's products and items related to leisure, basically fun, probably. Yellow is very effective for attracting attention, so use it to highlight most important elements of your design. Some men usually perceive yellow as very lighthearted, childish color, so it's not recommended to use yellow when selling prestigious, expensive products to some men. Nobody will buy a yellow business suit or a yellow Mercedes. I think that's for sure. Yellow is a spontaneous color, so avoid using yellow if you want to suggest stability and safety. Light yellow tends to disappear into white, so usually needs a darker color to highlight it. So light yellow is associated with intellect, freshness, and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to read green, Mom?
Now green, it says green is the color of nature. It symbolizes growth, harmony, freshness, and fertility. Green has strong emotional correspondence with safety. Dark green is commonly associated with cash flow.
Oh, cool.
Green has great healing power. It is the most restful color for the human eye. It can improve vision. Green suggests stability and endurance. Sometimes green denotes lack of experience. For example, a greenhorn is a novice. In heraldry, green indicates growth and hope. Green, as opposed to red, means safety. It is the color of free passage in road traffic. Use green to indicate safety when advertising drugs and medical products. Green is directly related to nature, so you can use it to promote green products. Dull, darker green is commonly associated with money, the financial world, banking, and Wall Street.
Aqua is associated with emotional healing and protection. Olive green is the traditional color of peace. And so is blue.
Green and blue.
And my favorite color.
Purple. I like purple.
Blue, so I'm going to make purple. But just to make this a little bit more funny, I'll just read one line in my funny voice.
Okay.
Blue is the color of sky and sea. It's often associated with depth and stability. It symbolizes trust, loyalty, wisdom, confidence, and intelligence, faith, hope, trust, and the heavens. And divine energy, or universal flow. Blue is considered beneficial to the mind, body, and soul. It produces a very calming effect. Blue is strongly associated with tranquility and calmness. In heraldry, blue is used to symbolize sincerity. You can use blue to promote products and services related to cleanliness, water, purification filters, cleaning liquids, air and sky, airlines, airports, air conditioners, water and sea, sewages, mineral water. As opposed to warm colors like red, orange, and yellow, blue is linked to consciousness and intellect. Use blue to suggest precision when promoting high-tech products. Blue is a masculine color, according to studies. It is highly accepted among both male and female. Blue is associated with depth, expertise, and stability. Avoid blue when promoting food and cooking, because blue suppresses appetite. Suppresses appetite, really. Don't have a blue kitchen, then.
No, you can have a blue plate.
No, a blue plate. When used together with warm colors like yellow and red, blue can create a high-impact, vibrant design. For example, blue, yellow, red is perfect color scheme for a superhero. Also, I think blue and other bright colors would be good for, like, such as an art studio or something very arty, an acting stage place. Of course, put it with some other darker colors. Even some black is fine. But always have the attention on the bright colors. Light blue is associated with health, healing, tranquility, understanding, and softness. Dark blue represents knowledge, power, integrity, and seriousness. Good morning. Yeah, we'll turn it off tomorrow.
Okay. Now, purple combines the stability of blue and the energy of red. Purple is associated with royalty.
Woo!
It symbolizes power, nobility, luxury, and ambition. It conveys wealth and extravagance.
Like me.
Purple is associated with wisdom, dignity, independence, creativity, mystery, and magic.
Oh, baby.
According to surveys, almost 75% of pre-adolescent children prefer purple to all the other colors. Purple is a very rare color in nature. Some people consider it to be artificial. Not me. I love it. Mm-hmm. Light purple is a good choice for a feminine design. You can use bright purple when promoting children's products. Now, light purple invokes romantic feelings, while dark purple can mean stability and sturdiness. Strong and grounded sometimes.
White. Now, you may think, well, white's so bland, but actually, it has a very good energy background. And when put with darker colors, such as black and other dark colors, it makes it stand out.
Oh, it makes it pop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, white is associated with light, goodness, innocence, purity, and virginity. Not that kind. It's considered to be the color of perfection. And the color of white is not on our faces. It's red. White means safety, purity, and cleanliness. As opposed to black, white usually has a positive connotation. I'm learning new words, too. White can represent a successful beginning. And heraldry, white depicts faith and purity. In advertising, white is associated with coolness and cleanliness because it's the color of snow. You can use white to suggest simplicity in high-tech products. So if it's like high-tech, I don't understand this cell phone thing, put some white back. Like, oh, it seems much more complicated. White is an appropriate color for charitable organizations. Charitable organizations. Angels are usually imagined wearing white clothes. White is associated with hospitals, doctors, and sterility. Whatever. So you can use white to suggest safety when promoting medical products or any other thing. White is often associated with low-weight, low-fat food, and dairy products. Okay. Now, Mom would like to read something?
Well, because this is all about attitude on different ones, and it's just quotes. And it says, an optimist is the human personification of spring.
I want to read that.
I like that. I like this one from Thomas Edison. Opportunity is missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. That's a good one. Here, you can read that one.
Okay. So is cheerfulness or a good temper. The more it's spent, the more it remains. The more it is spent, the more it remains.
Yeah, and that was by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yeah. Oops. Oh. You really can change the world if you care enough. By Marion Wright Alderman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Marianne Wilson. Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
Yeah.
And we are liberated from our fear.
Liberated
from our fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, my gosh, that just reminds me of something that I tell people when I do this talk and stuff. Okay. Basically, when someone asks me, what's your life mission? Or something like that. I told them that I want to get my light as bright as I can and as joyful and happy and fun. So then I can act as a torch. So I light one person, inspire one person, light their torch. Then they light another person, which soon makes the whole world light, bright, beautiful star in this amazing universal sky. It's not me all doing it. Playing, not working, playing
right.
Together to create a beautiful, bright, universal planet called Earth.
Woo! That's awesome. That's important. That's real important.
And we can also help the Earth become a divine, beautiful star by helping Mother Gaia stay fresh and healthy by not polluting so much
right.
And giving lots of love. The Earth.
And appreciation to all the different kingdoms and plant kingdoms and crystal and animal and all these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then just realize what I've realized this week especially is, you know, if you, you know, have hurt somebody else, that's a part of you that you haven't healed the pain there. And so I just really felt that come home. You know, very important how important it is that if we don't want to help someone else, there's a part of us that we're really trying to hurt. And so one of the things that I asked for when I was driving the other day was, you know, I haven't been smiling as much as I used to. And so if I have a desire, I desire to smile more. And recently, boy, did it come in, and I just feel so much lighter now. And then I try to give my smile to as many people as I can, and it's fun because then you can see the light show, you know, like open up into their eyes, and you can just see their spirit come out. And then, you know, everything has a ripple effect, and as we do that to one another, pretty soon that just goes out and makes such a tremendous difference. And so I'm just grateful for all the people that have come into my life, even though at times it didn't feel like it was such a gift,
mm-hmm.
but it was very important lessons that I've learned. And I've learned that it's okay not to always be up. And when you feel down and stuff like that, then what I do is I have different people around me that we can do energy work and we can clear different stuff, because we had to clear like depression that was coming up and all this different stuff. But boy, once we get it cleared, man, does it feel fantastic to be on this planet, because it just makes you feel the love and the vibration of just everything's possible now. And that's what's now here, and it's just, it's wonderfully exciting. And I'm just grateful for life. That's one of the things I'm grateful for, is having the decision to be able to be here on this planet at this time. You know, and I'm grateful to be able to breathe in and breathe deep. I'm grateful that we can clear different things as they come up. And I'm grateful for having such intense lessons in the past, because they have helped me to be who I am today and who I get to be more tomorrow and the next day. And I just learned how important it is that you need to stay in the present moment. And then if you don't beat yourself up, guys, because I used to, you know, I would at times go back into that habit, and I started kind of like being very bitey around people and stuff like that. And I just realized, and my friend basically kind of pulled me to the side and said, you know, your words are very powerful, and you don't realize, but you are focusing on what's not working. So I would say just remember to focus on what works in your life, and man, just be thankful and talk about that. And I have a really cool thing that happened to me. I have I ordered this product, and I called the company, and I started talking to the lady, and I thought I was going to have to exchange it and send it back and everything, and she's like, no, go ahead, we'll just send you out another one, it's our gift. Just go ahead and give that to someone else. And I said, wow, that's fantastic. And the more that that happens, the more that you're grateful for things like that, the more that things will show up in your life. And I just found out it's important to be who you came here to be, even if people around you really think you're kind of crazy and kooky. And it's okay, you know, because we all came here to be who we came here to be. And, you know, everybody has a right to let that their bright light shine. You know, what turns on your light? Think about that. What turns on your light? And it's real important to have that, different things like that in your life.
Exactly.
Yes, it's exciting. It's wonderful. And, gosh, I love spring. Spring, summer, it's incredible time.
Mm-hmm. It's a growth of divine beauty and love and light and hope and new things and opportunities and just birth of ideas, and it's growing a new start of something new.
Yep, it's new beginnings.
It's the start of something new.
And every day you can clear from yesterday and start fresh. And every time I remember that and live from that, incredibleness just pops into my life. And then incredible people more pop into my life and stuff. And so now I think even if someone comes to me and they kind of yell at me or something like that, that's still a gift. And that's a message there. And so I try to stop and just kind of think about that and say, okay, so what is the gift in that? Because I know there's a gift in everything. And that's been a big shift for me, because my old pattern was to attack, you know, because I'm like 5 Scorpio. And that's kind of like what I've been used to, and that's how I just kind of survived for so many years. But now I just understand that it's okay. You know, it's okay not to be in a good mood all the time. Just remember that you can simply make another choice. And simply make another choice, and then, you know, be your own cheerleader for yourself. Pat yourself on the back. You did good. You did great. You're doing better all the time. You're doing incredible, man. It's not that easy at times being on the planet at this time. But it's incredible. And, you know, we all chose this. And so I just think it's more important that we start sharing with one another and helping one another, because we are, each inside of us, the same in very many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just grateful, you know, to have opportunities to be able to make decisions, to have a brain that works clear enough to make decisions. I'm grateful that my body, you know, is totally can do anything. and that, you know, I can use my hands. My friend is his caregiver and stuff, and he has had, like, almost was a quadriplegic. But, you know, his spirit is just incredible, because if I ever think that I can't do something, then I look his way, and his hands don't even work like regular. And I just sit there and I go, wow, we have so much to be grateful for, you know. I mean, and he doesn't even complain. And he's really helped me to think about perseverance. And, you know, I mean, I tell you, he's got every right to complain that he could. But he just stands up, and the smile from his eyes, the light just comes through in his heart. Everybody that meets him just loves him. He's just a wonderful man. He's just a sweetheart. And we're just grateful that we've all come together to work with one another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, I like the word also. And that reminds me of a wonderful movie that we saw, almost like life-changing.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Peaceful Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing movie. Have you seen it? You have. Well, that's one. If you haven't, I suggest seeing it whenever you can, or waiting until it comes out on DVD so you can rent it. It was amazing. One quote that I'd like to say is, there's never an ordinary moment. It means everything around you, something's going on, something's happening, and it's sweet, it's for the better, just take in every moment. Look outside and just be like, and smell the fresh air, observe the gorgeous grass or beautiful sidewalk if you're in the city, and, you know, the people walking around, the birds chirping, you know, everything. Just listen to that.
See the blue sky.
See the blue sky. And like I said, when I went out of theater, I was like in slow motion, because in the movie it goes slow motion a lot, showing that he's in the moment. And I was like, everything, just I was taking it in like a newborn baby, you know? And it was utter divine bliss and peace and stuff. And it was funny, on this one scene, it said, he asked, his mentor asked him, like, what time is it? And he's like, right now. Where are you in this present time now? Who are you this moment? That's truly being in the moment.
That's the present moment.
That's the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, it's really cool. If Lionsgate Films said, if this is really popular and this goes sells well, they're going to go do more spirituality movies. That's pretty cool.
That's the new opening that's here.
Exactly.
And it's wonderful that's what's here now.
In fact, everybody right now is thinking of doing spirituality movies, so if you have an idea for a spirituality movie, jump on it and find someone to publish it, you know?
Or that's part of the how. Just put it out there and start making steps to, like, it's already getting completed, and it will just come all just align up.
Exactly.
People will come and everything, but just keep your vibration in align with what you're desiring. And then doors will open, but you got to get into the space of allowing, and sometimes that can be tricky.
Yeah.
So it's important to just really watch your vibration. But the main thing is, you know, if you're, you know, not always in a positive mood, it's okay. And that's what I finally came to realize, that it's okay not to always be up, you know. And it's important just to really be kind with yourself. What were the three things they said in that movie that that were a part of it?
Three things. Oh,
Carita.
So three things of life. One, life is a
paradox.
It's a paradox, yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Don't spend all your life trying to solve it. Two, keep a good sense of humor. especially in yourself, because it's the strongest
characteristic
mm-hmm. you can have. And three, well, life is a journey, basically. And life is a journey, and enjoy the journey.
Yeah, it's not a destination.
It's not a destination. Mm-hmm. It's a journey.
Yeah, so enjoy all the moments.
Yeah, it was funny, this fun scene. And I can think about it, but it's, you know, really cool. He was, you know, he was like, okay, I think you're finally ready to show, to see this place I never haven't showed you yet. And he's so excited, so he's going out the journey, and he's just like hiking. He's like, I can't wait. What is it? There was something special, amazing, magical. He gets up there, and he's like, okay, what is it? And it's just, he's like, the view, it's gorgeous, but is that it? And he's like, no, I think it's right around the feet. He looks down. It's big rock. Picks up, he's like, this is it. This is the whole thing I have traveled up here for. He was like, what? You know. And then finally, he was like, well, you're so happy when you came up here. And then he paused. He was like, oh. It's not the destination. It's the journey.
The count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I just want to get up that theater, go start dancing. Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah, what was cool was we got it as a gift. Basically, they did, like, free tickets. And so we got to go, and that was quite a gift.
Definitely. It was amazing. Life-changing movie.
Yep, and then we gave something to our cousin and stuff like that, and then she put out the word, and she got five people to go with her, and so that's $9 regular, which I had no idea that's what the cost of the movie was. I haven't been for so long, I just do videos, that, boy, that was a gift. You know, that was like, that was more than $27 for three. It was like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, one message that came to me so much today was, do not hold back anything. Do not hold back yourself. Do not try to be something you're not. Be yourself completely. Not be yourself and then, you know, be all cool. Make sure you look cool so people think you're cool. You know, just don't matter if they think you're immature, you're too goofy, you're not serious enough. Just go out there and make a big fool of yourself. Have fun. Because I've been holding myself back fully. Not so I could be myself fully. Because, you know, I was worried about people, oh, yeah, he's so immature and stuff. And I was, you know, trying to be cool. And so I wasn't really myself. So now I'm just going to be like, woo! And just jump around and, you know, be weird and have fun. That's the most main goal, is have fun.
Yep.
And do your best in everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so I'm really going to let myself finally be me.
Yay!
So how about you?
Yeah. Well, because that way you don't give permission. You don't need anybody's permission, you know, to be you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And start dancing in the street if you want to.
Yeah.
Because life's a musical. A good one. Not a tragic one.
Yeah. Well, but you get to create it as you go.
You're the writer of the musical.
And the producer and the director and all these different things. Mm-hmm. You basically are the co-creator with the universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are your own song.
Yeah. Like they say, don't let the music die inside of you without expressing it. That's very powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever your music is.
Some days I just have an awesome song that I just want to share to the world. And so I'm just walking along, kind of dancing as I stride. And in my head, I see, like, as I'm walking, I start dancing. And then all of a sudden, everybody stops what they're doing and starts, come on, dancing with me. That's what I love about a musical. It's like there's scenes where people are just, you know, we don't even know these people. All of a sudden, a crowd of people that just start coming towards you and start, they know the same dance that you're doing. And they start dancing and singing the song. And everybody's together and having fun. And it's like that song brings people together. And that's what's so cool about a musical. And so every day, sometimes I have a great song in my head. Or just every day, walking along, and I have a musical because my life is a musical. And I am the writer, and my energy is the song. That's right. Speaking of musical, I'm also in High School Musical, the play, which is doing amazingly well, awesome. In fact, we have only about 4 dress rehearsals.
Yep.
And 3, actually.
You go live on
the 12th, and I'm so excited. It's going to be such a great show, and the theater is so amazing. The people are wonderful. It's like a big family. There's like almost no one who I'm not comfortable with. I'm like they said, I've heard for like interviews and stuff, they're like, oh yeah, I love Beyonce because it's a big family. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. But then I've actually experienced it. Like everybody's a family member, you know. I just love being on there. You know, rehearsal's not like, rehearsal. It's like, woo!
Yep.
I love it.
Well, your attitude is so important to whatever you do. You know, even if you don't want to do something, you always are at a choice point, and you can make a different, you know, you can make a choice. And so you can sit there and you can just ask yourself, you know, now if I don't go to work today, then there could be some ramifications to those choices. So what I can do is I can choose to make another choice. I can choose to get into the best zone I can about it, and I can look for the appreciation and gratefulness of having that employment there. And take it from there. And then realize that, you know, we all have issues around change. And it's okay, you know. And the more that we start embracing change, I think the better that we will all feel.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The more you embrace change, the better we'll feel.
Mm-hmm.
Change for the better.
You got it. Change. Yep.
Shift happens.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's great when it does. Because it allows new, wonderful experiences and joyful energy to come in.
Yeah.
And also, the reason why I love going to rehearsals is because it's what I love. It's like one of my blisses. It's like awesome. Now, I wouldn't love going to math class because that's not one of my blisses. And that's the reason why, A, I'm doing so great in it, and B, I'm loving it. Because I'm doing what I love, and
right.
That's what's so awesome, because I feel great when I do it.
Yeah.
And I love it. So, do what you love. Please.
Yeah.
I'm doing you. I'm on my knees. Seriously, right now. Okay. So now that we got the energy up and down, woohoo, and jumping around, and I wiped the sweat off my forehead. I think, if it's okay with you, Mom, I was wondering if I could do a short guided meditation. 10 minutes. Okay. So, first I want you to sit down. Take 3 deep breaths. And I need to sit down because I'm standing up. It's a good laugh. You can still be relaxed enough. And push it out all the way until you can't push it out no more. And breathe in. Okay, so once you got to that relaxed, deep feeling, and I'm not going to fall asleep on you, close your eyes, or you can keep it open if it works for you, and just see gorgeous star crystal being of light standing there, and see it forming this some sort of elevator. The door opens. The bright light comes through, shines it like there's the sun inside, and it's your choice. But I decide walk in that door, come in. And let the light just cleanse your body and your soul. All that garbage just blown away, just crystallized, cleared, gone. And anything that you need to clear that hasn't been making you feel swell, see it as just kind of like a brown or black, garbly, like rock kind of thing. And see it as the light just hits the back of you. See it just boom. laser beam right out of there. But it has to be a joyful experience. Light. Make sure you ground it too. By putting light, ground-like roots down to the ground. And a beautiful light connection through your crown chakra. And connect all your chakras. Okay, now we're ready to begin this beautiful journey. So, the door closes. It lifts up higher and higher into the light, into the sky, over the universe, and just up. And you see this beautiful sky of crystal starlight, stars everywhere, planets, you name it. Whatever you see is where you are, and what you feel is how you're feeling. You are the creator of this journey. I'm just guiding you where you want to go and what you want to create. Okay, so now you see all these beautiful, luscious, thriving planets. Decide which one you want to go to. Okay, so we see this beautiful red planet, but like a gorgeous light red, almost pink. This is, symbolizes love. This is going to be your heart. So we're going to travel there, in this radiant, gorgeous place. And as we land there, we see everything is filled with red, beautiful energy glowing off it. Okay, so we're off this lift. We step on this beautiful, gorgeous planet. We feel the soft, luscious grass on your feet. It takes all your cares and worries away. It just grabs on and lets go. It like takes your sandals off for you, basically. And all that baggage is let go. It's gone. Nothing to worry about. The dishes are fine. You don't have to clean the kitchen. Just be in here now. You walk closer and you see this beautiful, gorgeous, bright, glowing red heart. You can picture it as you want. You can picture this as a heart. Now go over and touch it. Feel the warmth go into your hand, vibrating warmth, fingertips. It goes down to your palm. And it goes lower and lower, farther and farther up your arm. Every singe of hair comes up and just relaxes. Warmth goes up and soon goes all over your head. And feel it calm you, relax you, make you feel safe, and make you feel beautiful. Now it goes down to your heart. This is where the two universal hearts, you and the universe, connect fully. See yourself as your spirit comes up lifted, brings your body as you form in one into this universal heart. This, now, all this hurt, baggage, owies, all these emotional issues break into pieces and turn into crystalline glass. And it goes out of your body and goes through this beautiful purifying light and creates this gorgeous crystal star right on top of the heart. Now, as you're connected to this universal heart, all this universal love is flowing into you. There's nothing, not even one cinch of whatever hate you feel. Everything is love. Everybody is love. It fills your body, and pretty soon you have this radiating red light all over you. Turns out this is the energy of divine universal love. Now, whenever you're ready, come out of this bright, gorgeous planet. Go back into your vehicle of travel, and travel back to the planet where you were. Now, this is all I'm going to go so far. But you can go and visit all these other planets and have fun. Now, come back down to Earth. Take a big, deep breath. Keep grounded and connected. chakras aligned. Have the light cleanse your body once more. The door opens. You come out and step onto this beautiful ground called Earth. But look around, and this time, you open your eyes. You see everything completely different. You appreciate everything more, and everything that you see is love. It's radiating red light energy. Now get up. Take a deep breath. Smile and open your eyes. As you come to this once known place called Earth, now called Divine Universal Home. Welcome back.
Wow.
How do you feel?
That was an amazing gift. Thank you.
You're welcome. I feel like I'm going to cry now.
I was just going to say, the emotions are right there.
Well, heart's all about emotions.
Yes, it is.
Wow. And it's good to cry.
Yes.
Crying is good. Don't bottle up.
Yes.
Let it out.
Yep, it's true.
And also, since heart connected emotions, if you touch something that's really sensitive, like an emotional issue, it's okay. Enough. So, now that we're back, I just would like to say that this was a wonderful experience, this whole show. And sharing this with you has been amazing. So I'm going to let you off and have a wonderful day. Mom? My email is crystalrainbowcelebration@yahoo.com. I love feedback, so if you want to say how much you love the show, or if you have any questions, just email me, and I'll be glad, the second you do, to answer back. So, Mom?
Yes, Princess.
Would you like to say goodbye?
Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all of you, and there's a lot of amazing people at BBS Radio, and we are so blessed to be on this network. And let's just bring more light and love-filled people to have a great evening. Thanks again for checking in and listening to us. We appreciate you.
Bye. Mwah.